3 minutes is a pretty long time.
Yeah, 3 minutes is a long time, but I've got 3 minutes with Eddie. Eddie is the father of Robbie and Dylan that I've spoken
and
to.
And Angie.
Oh my God, you got a big family here.
Yes.
Now, you are the roaster, and you've just handed me a bag of roasted coffee, but the beans are actually from 2005, and I'm really intrigued. Now, tell me about the process and why this is really a special, special bean.
All right. Well, the green beans have been in the warehouse for about, since then, 2005.
We're now 2012.
And, they have hopefully lost a lot of their acidity, because the longer the beans actually lie, the more mellow the coffee gets. In other words, African coffees tend to be quite high in acidity, and that acidity decreases with the longer you leave it lying. Now, I did a cupping and tasting course with some American guys a little while ago, and they said that if they've the coffee they've tasted that has been over 4 years lying has lost so much acidity that it's actually rather a dull coffee.
Yes.
But I found that ours is still very, very nice.
I was actually going to ask you, because we're looking for some acidity in the cup anyway and
exactly.
In the bean.
Yeah,
a balanced acidity. But you're saying, well, I'll be really intrigued to taste this coffee. I'm going to take that back to London,
exactly.
Push it through the R58 rocket and see. But I'll be thinking of you when I actually drink this coffee. And just where do you actually keep those and you keep them in the parchment, right?
Yeah, we keep them in the parchment. We have sacks of coffee that we take down there in parchment. Mm-hmm. And then we leave them lie in our warehouse,
which is temperature
controlled and humidity controlled as well.
Mm. What's the ideal temperature and humidity?
Roughly about 25 degrees C.
Okay.
And then humidity down to about 50 odd, if you can get it that low. Mm-hmm. You know, it's very high humidity here.
Sure, exactly. So that's not too good, is it?
Yeah.
And then you roast it. Does it roast any differently because it's been lying for a long time?
No, it tends to roast in a similar way as to the others. And obviously the beans are a little bit drier as well because they've tended to dry out a little bit more.
But so they lose
not
moisture.
Much, but because it's been kept in a controlled environment, you know, so they wouldn't have lost too much moisture. Mm-hmm. They're definitely not too dry, put it that way. If you do roast very dry coffee, if it's over dry, you can actually get a lot of cracking of the beans and that type of thing, you know.
Yeah, we don't want that.
No.
I could talk to you forever, but we're coming to an end of our 3 minutes.
Is that over already?
Yeah, Eddie, it's been fascinating. Thank you so much for talking to Coffee Mumbo Jumbo. All the way from London.
Well, pleasure.